A defeat on home ice Sunday afternoon has not dislodged the Langley-based Vancouver Giants from its fifth-place standings in the Western Conference. And it didn't prevent the team's 20-year-old netminder Brett Myhrvold from being crowned goaltender of the week, again, for the fifth time this season. The moment we've all been waiting for. This 16-year-old kid named Cameron Schmidt has keycap 3 keycap 0 th of the season. Hashtag Giant New Era https://t.co/w9udsha37lpic.twitter.com/ave0yulq3 X. Vancouver Giants, at WA Giants, March 17, 2024. The Giants lost what head coach Manny Viveros called a hard-fought game to the first-place Prince George Cougars on St. Patrick's Day, March 17. The Cougars pulled away in the third to grab a 6-3 win over the Giants. I thought we played, for the better part of this game, really, really good. I was very happy the way we played in stretches where we stuck to the game plan exactly what we needed to do against Prince George, Viveros recounted. And then all of a sudden the discipline part, it wasn't the penalty part, it was freebies. 4. Prince George, goals were on odd man rushes. I don't know what RD were doing tonight. I think maybe they were taking Bobby Orr pills before the game because they were up ice on the wrong side of the puck. You want your defensemen up the ice, we encourage it too, but if there's a turnover you've got to make sure you're back in position too. Not just our defense, but a couple other mistakes that we made too, he shared immediately following the game. The Giants' line of Jaden Lipinski, Ty Haliburta, and Cameron Schmidt continued their strong play on Sunday. The trio provided all the offense, with Lipinski scoring twice, including once shorthanded, Schmidt burying his 30th of the season and Haliburta registering 3 assists. Meanwhile, goalie Matthew Hutchison stopped 29 of 34 shots in the Giants' net. Despite falling to the Cougars, Viveros said he was happy with the weekend. We got 2 out of 3. We played really good for the most part tonight against a real good hockey team, but still we're not satisfied with moral victories at this time. We know where we are as a group. I love the way our group is, but we've got more. Sometimes it's not skill set more, or work ethic, we've got that, it's being able to think the game in tough situations too. As the coach alluded to, Sunday's defeat followed 2 back-to-back victories over the Kamloops Blazers. In Game 64 of the regular season, the Giants hosted the Blazers at home at Langley Events Center, LEC, on Friday, March 15, earning a 3-1 victory. The next night, they had a rematch in Kamloops, where the G-men again emerged triumphant, this time by the score of 9-2. Related with video, Vancouver Giants move up in standings after road trip against Blazers. With 32 wins in 66 games so far this season, the Giants hold an overall record of 3-2-3-0-4-0, 68 points, which places them 2 points behind the 4th-place Wenatchee Wild. Next up, the Giants face off against the Kelowna Rockets, who are only 1 point behind in the standings. The two adversaries compete twice this coming weekend to close out their regular season. The G-men play at home at LEC on Friday, March 22, then are off to Kelowna for a Saturday night season final game against the Rockets. Tickets for the last home game are available online. Goalie of the Week again. This marks the 5th time Myhrvold has earned the Giuseppe WHL Goaltender of the Week award this season. He led all WHL goaltenders with a 3-0-0-0 record, a 1.34 goals against average and a .956 save percentage. Myhrvold kicked off the week with a 24-save performance against the Tri-City Americans, allowing only 1 goal on the power play. Related with video, Vancouver Giants outshoot visiting Tri-City Americans for 5-1 win. He got the call to the crease again in Kamloops on Friday, March 15. The Saskatoon product steered aside an early barrage of shots, but Blazers forward Max Sullivan found the opening goal off a 2-on-1 rush. It was all Kamloops would get as Myhrvold turned aside the other 33 shots he faced, including an Emmett Finney breakaway opportunity with the game tied 1-1 in the third period. Myhrvold was named first star of the night as the Giants snagged a 3-1 victory. Myhrvold closed out his week by making back-to-back starts against Kamloops. His second effort saw him stop 30 of 32 attempts, beaten only by a Blazers powerplay marker and a 3-on-1. This marked the 31st game this season where Myhrvold stopped 30 shots or more. The 6'1", 180-pound netminder now carries a 2-9-2-0-3-0 record this season and is the second of May 18 since January 1. His 29 victories are tied for the second most among WHL goaltenders. Myhrvold has shaved his goals against average down to 3.05 while cranking his save percentage to .914, which ranks fourth in the league. He continues to lead the league in saves, 1,652, and has played the second most minutes, 3,073. Myhrvold was selected by Moose Jaw in the 7th round, 154th overall, in the 2018 WHL Prospects Draft before being acquired by Vancouver prior to the 2021-22 season in exchange for a conditional 6th round pick in 2026. He first earned the Western Hockey League's Goalie of the Week distinction in mid-December, then once during January, twice in February, and so far one in March. Read more with video. Former Vancouver Giants captain Zach Ostapchuk makes NHL debut with Senators. Prince George Cougars took down the Vancouver Giants, 6-3, on Sunday afternoon at Langley Events Center. Rob Wilton, Vancouver Giants, special to Langley Advance Times. Prince George Cougars took down the Vancouver Giants, 6-3, on Sunday afternoon at Langley Events Center. Rob Wilton, Vancouver Giants, special to Langley Advance Times. Prince George Cougars took down the Vancouver Giants, 6-3, on Sunday afternoon at Langley Events Center. Rob Wilton, Vancouver Giants, special to Langley Advance Times.